Hello and welcome to another USA Hockey Magazine podcast. I'm Harry Thompson, the editor of USA Hockey Magazine. Today we have the good fortune of being joined by J.J. O'Connor, who is the chairman of the disabled section for USA Hockey. We're here in Marlboro, Massachusetts, the site of the 2014 Disabled Festival. Hey, J.J., thanks for taking the time to join us today.
Hey, thanks for having me, Harry. It's great to have you here, and it's great to be here for a 10th year.
That's, like you said, 10 years. Who would have thought how far this event has come going back a decade and just all the work and all the progress that's been made? Can you believe it's been 10 years?
I can't. I really can't. I mean, it's hard to believe that 10 years has gone by so fast. I mean, as they say, time flies when you're having fun, and just been a whole lot of fun watching this thing grow. And I think the first year we might have had, you know, maybe 30 teams, and this year we have 55 teams, and we have players of all walks of life here, and we've developed the festival to be, you know, a grand event that I think everybody looks forward to. So it's been a lot of fun. It's just flown by so fast, it's hard to believe it's been 10 years since the first one.
You know, like you say, it is a lot of fun. It's great to watch all these kids playing out here and everybody having a great time. But there's a lot of work that goes into this tournament. I mean, this takes you probably months and months and months to prepare for, right?
Oh, absolutely. It actually is years in developing, because from the first year to the 10th year, you know, you learn your mistakes, you learn what to do, what not to do. And so it's an ongoing process of, you know, kind of learning and trying to make it a better event for everybody. And really, you know, the volunteers and the people that are the local hosts, in this case it's Massachusetts, they just work so hard. And a lot of committee meetings and a lot of time and a lot of effort by a lot of people that just are doing it because they love the game of hockey. I can't even really fathom the amount of man hours that it takes to put an event of this size on. This event is about the size of the Winter Paralympics. I believe we might have more athletes than the Winter Paralympics, and they have 4 years to plan for their event, and we do this every year. So it is a lot of time and a lot of effort, but at the end of the day, I think everybody has a great time, and that's the most rewarding part for all the people that put in all that work.
You know, we're here at the New England Sports Center, which is a phenomenal facility, and like you said, you know, Massachusetts, which is dedicated to disabled hockey. And can you just talk a little bit about some of the people that you've worked closely with who really have just put in countless hours to make this thing come off the way it has so far?
Absolutely. Well, it starts with the rink manager and the guy that allowed us to come here to begin with. I wish I could take him in this rink and have one in every city in the U.S. because this facility is just top-notch, beautiful, and it's a great facility because you can stay warm while you watch the games. And that's Wes, and Wes runs the rink here, and he's great to work with. And then on my section, the Massachusetts Disabled Hockey Representative, Rick Fask, is the chair of the event, the co-chair, along with myself. And Rick Fask has put in probably more work than anybody else. He's been the one organizing everything, and he's been running around like a chicken with his head cut off. And it's hard to believe he has a full-time job on top of this. And he does all these things, you know, just out of the goodness of his heart. But he has done so much work. Really, Rick Fask is what is making this event, you know, able to take place. And then all the Massachusetts people here, you know, all the volunteers that help out from Massachusetts Hockey. We have Alan Wright, Barbara Wright, and Judy Sheldon. And those people also, you know, the amount of work that they're all putting in, you know, you could see it in all the, you know, wondrous things that are around the rink. So not to mention the weekend of the event, they're in the rink from 7 a.m. till 12 p.m., 12 a.m., and, you know, they're here 3 days in a row all day, every day. So it's a lot of work, but it's a lot of fun, too, because you get to see the smiles on the kids' faces, and that's what makes it all worthwhile.
Absolutely. You know, and I always like to point out to people, like when people such as yourself give credit to all the volunteers who do this, well, you're also a volunteer, and I know that you put in huge amounts of hours, so thanks for everything that you do to put these events together and to provide the leadership that really makes this event what it is. I wanted to ask you about, you said 55 teams here. How many different states are represented? How far away have some of these teams traveled just to get here?
Well, we have from California on one side of the country all the way up to Maine, down to Florida, Texas. So we're all the way around the United States. So the players are coming from the entire country. And we have very young players, probably 4 or 5, all the way up to some of our older adult sled players or some of our standing amputee warrior players or some of our special hockey players, you know, 50, 60 years old. So we have a wide variety of ages, and we have male and female, and we have people that can walk and people that can't walk, and really just every sort of walk of life is here. And that's what makes it a beautiful thing, and that's why, you know, really the goal of the festival is to bring a grand event for people with a disability to enjoy the game of hockey and have fun. And really, at the end of the day, it's for us organizers, it's not a wins or loses. It's the fact that everybody gets to come and enjoy hockey and have fun. And that's our goal. And they're coming from everywhere. So we hope to continue this for as long as I'm around and, you know, see it grow and continue to move around in different parts of the country.
Well, you know, you talked about the various participants of this tournament. I'd be remiss if we didn't also talk about have some celebrities who are here, members of the U.S. Paralympic team that brought home the gold medal from Sochi, Russia. We have a number of them playing here, battling with and against each other, which is a lot of fun. In your estimation, how important is it to have those kind of guys here? They're not only great hockey players, but they're great ambassadors for the game. How important is it for them to be here, for these younger kids to look up to and to emulate and to, you know, something to shoot for?
Oh, it's huge. It makes the entire event, you know, it's the icing on the cake for the event because, you know, these kids, they look up to these guys like they're Ovechkin and Crosby and they're their heroes. And it gives them a carrot at the end of the rainbow that they can, you know, a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow that they can shoot for. They can actually represent their country and put a gold medal around their neck if they work real hard. And it's the icing on the cake. And having the national team players here, they're great ambassadors. And of course, this year, you know, with the NBC coverage that we've gotten and, you know, the different PR that we've gotten with the national guys, that just, it makes it possible for the kids. It gives them hope and a dream to shoot for. And really, that's, you know, what we all need. We all need something to hope and dream for. And I think those guys make it a reality for some of these young kids. So it's huge, and I would never want to have this event without players like that because, you know, they're good ambassadors and they inspire us all.
Absolutely. Very well said. One thing I wanted to ask you about is there's a lot of games going on here. There's a lot of, you know, great matchups. Is there any particular matchup that you're looking forward to seeing, whether it's at the youth level or watching some of these Paralympians butt heads on the ice?
Oh, yeah. It's hard to pinpoint one that I would, you know, really say is the one to watch, but we've already had a few. The Buffalo-St. Louis game in the National Championship Division was a good one this morning, you know, and St. Louis was the victor, so they beat them now a couple of times in a row, I think. If they meet a little later in the tournament, Buffalo's come a-blazing, but a little later today we have Chicago versus Florida. That'll be Brody versus Declan, and those are two young kids that are on the national team and great friends and great competitors. And they love to go at it. They love to play together, and they love to go at it against each other. So that one will be fun. In the youth division, there's lots of great games. The Bennett Blazers are the returning national champions from last year, and they're going to be meeting the Grand Rapids Sled Wings. That'll be a rematch of the championship from last year. All the special games are fun to watch because those players are just overjoyed to be out there playing hockey. And if you've never seen a player have more joy than any other player out on the ice, you've got to come watch a special hockey game. It's a joy to see them enjoying the game. It makes me enjoy the game that much more. You know, as a volunteer, that's my biggest enjoyment, is to watch these players just have so much fun and enjoyment. And, you know, hockey's been a very good sport to me, and they've done a lot of things for me. And I once heard somebody once told me that the biggest thank you that you can give is by doing something for somebody else along the same lines. And so hockey's been so good to me, so it's my thank you to hockey and my way to give back for everything they've done for me to be a part of it. So, and then, of course, as we finish up the tournament, you know, on Sundays with the championships, all the championship games will be exciting.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, it's a great week. If you ever get a chance out there to check out a USA Hockey Disabled Festival, there's nothing better that USA Hockey puts on than this festival every year. It's a great time, and we owe a lot of that thanks to my guest, J.J. O'Connor. J.J., thanks for everything that you do for hockey, and thanks for taking the time to be here today.
Harry, thank you, and thank you, USA Hockey, for allowing me to be a part of this for 10 years, because it really has been the best 10 years of my life.
Well, good deal. Well, we'll be coming to you with some more interviews here from the USA Hockey Disabled Festival in Marlborough, Massachusetts. So I hope you tune in again for the next USA Hockey Magazine podcast.